It's been 84 years.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
What's up?
Hey.
There you are now. Jesus, we found you.
That's sturdy. Missed you. Yeah. Haven't seen you in a while. Where you been? We've been here. Like,
we just forgot the mic was on.
Yeah.
We're still talking this whole time. Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
And we said we'd get it back on.
Yeah.
Because we had to.
Probably explain where we've been.
Just fucking life. That's where we've been. That's where I've been.
I think just one of the last things you said.
I was sick and all. And
just really sick for a while.
Oh man, I was in a jock. Don't know. I don't know what was wrong with me. Tonsillitis, flu, everything.
Everything. A whole lot more. But there was so much going on.
But yeah, as well as that. Just a series of events.
I'm not fair saying that you're really sick. That was like, 2 weeks ago. We've been gone since March.
Oh, I was only sick last week.
We've been gone since March.
Oh, yeah, but I was sick a few other times.
Like, I was thinking, like, maybe I'll record with you in Prague when I went to Prague. I went to Prague on Paddy's Day.
Yeah. What did I do?
It's now the middle of, it's now like, what?
I went to Wicklow.
Went to Wicklow. Well, I also went to Benimedema.
Yeah.
We've been all over the shop.
But, no, we're back now. It's been ups and downs. Life goes on, people. Life goes on.
What was it? I think it was we were going to talk about Google Stadia when we came back, and that was the whole idea. And I sent you the videos. Like, watch this, right? There's a 6 minute thing. We'll get on to it. Come back.
Yeah.
Google Stadia was announced on March 19th.
That's not even out yet, though. Still,
no, I don't think anyone's ever going to play it.
We don't know. Well, like, apparently it's supposed to be decent, but I don't know.
It's been 3 months now. Tomorrow will be 3 months. I don't even want to make the joke. It's called a Stadia. I wanted to call it the Google Absolute Stadia.
Google Stadia.
And then the Google and PlayStation had the State of Play, and it's just an absolute State of Play.
Yeah, fuck that.
That came afterwards. So much has gone on. E3 is coming on, and we are here right now.
E3, yeah.
So we had to get back in
and talk about some of the games coming out. But so yeah, we're finally back. We're going to stay back.
Well, every time you say that, we jinx ourselves.
Yeah, I know. But still.
We're not coming back for another 84 years.
We have to stay back. We will. We will this time.
Yeah, it's E3 has happened. It's been over a week now, I think. Or it's just for like the whole
finally started playing Red Dead Online. So there's a few bits there. Talk about that bit.
Do you know what's in this as well, Ian?
What?
You know what's fell out of my notepad?
Which?
Where the flock is it?
What is it?
Yeah. Where is it? I don't know.
That's not it. No,
it's something else.
I don't know. What is it?
Ah. That's the questions and answers sheet from our Red Dead quiz that we're meant to do in like December or January.
Oh, yeah.
When I get a box of donuts. That was going to be like episode 3.
What happened to them donuts? That's gone.
They're still in the shop.
Yeah. That didn't happen.
Yeah. Finish the story.
I still have to finish the story, man. I got fucking sidetracked with a lot of different things.
Yeah.
A lot of different things. And there's going to be a lot of other different things now that all these new games coming out. But I don't know, though. There's not a lot that...
New games?
Yeah, new games.
E3, new games? You want new games?
A few new games, but like, I don't know, to be honest, man. There's nothing really there tickling me fancy.
Serious?
I'm going to be honest, yeah.
What?
Like, there's good games, don't get me wrong. Good little looking games, but like...
Let's kick it off. Cyberpunk.
Yeah, no, obviously that, like...
Don't know why
I just want to get that because Keanu Reeves is in the fucking thing now.
Yeah, but like...
I wasn't really going to get it.
Serious.
And then I saw Keanu Reeves in the trailer. Yeah, I know, but like, I like the fantasy part of The Witcher. Not the futuristic part, you know what I mean?
But it's the futuristic, not fantasy as well, if you think about it. Like, they're all walking around with augmentations.
It is, but like fantasy. Different themes, if you get me. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, so I prefer that theme with the Witcher theme, you know what I mean?
It's the same but like, universe.
It does look good.
Same universe.
Is it? Oh, it is, yeah.
Sure, you go to Cyberpunk.
Yeah, she actually visits Cyberpunk and references it in in The Witcher, yeah.
Sure, don't be silly. Shut up, still though. I was there.
The Witcher's still probably better. I don't know.
You can't say Cyberpunk, that. Games aren't out yet.
I know, yeah.
Can't say that.
I know. I don't know, but still. Go and try it, like, do you know what I mean? But
definitely gonna try it.
What other games is that?
Oh, we just glossing by that like that, okay.
Well, like, I don't know, we don't actually know much about it, though, do we?
Well, there was a whole, like, what was it, a year or two ago, they showed, like, a 30 minute, an hour long, or something, was it? Actual trio, like, the first two missions.
Was that?
Yeah.
Like, but it's, okay, so it's basically...
Creating your character. How you go through the missions, what happens.
I didn't see any of that shit.
We sent it to you.
Did you?
Yeah. It came out. We got a
little bit of a... Oh, yeah, you did. That's right, you did.
You create your character however you want to be. and you can choose your own backstory, your childhood story, and whatever that was, like you can choose
in Cyberpunk.
Yeah, so yeah. Like being creating a character, childhood trauma, childhood whatever is one of them. I can't remember it again. It's been 2 years. I didn't think we'd talk about this part of it. That's why I didn't look it up.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, it does not.
Whatever you pick will make your missions happen in the game.
Yeah, apparently the choices defines your
from creating your character will give you missions.
But what does that mean essentially?
Like I don't know if.
Like, do you know, so like if you're just not a dick in the game, you'll get good missions to help people. If you're a dick, then
it's
you'll
not.
Just
it's not
missions being a dick.
It's not black and white as in be the good guy, be the bad guy. It's do you sell the stuff to these bad guys or do you sell the stuff to these lesser bad guys or not kind of way like.
Yeah. But like why, I don't know, I just don't get what way that works. Do you know what I mean? How?
Well, it's not black and white.
What kind of choices are you going to get in the game?
Well, one of them was in the, I can't fucking top of my head it is now.
So like what, like for example, what, like just make, like.
I think something with a drone. No, it wasn't a chip, you steal a drone.
So you had to steal a drone and you had to choose to what?
You sell the drone to the buyers, or you use the drone against them, or you sell the drone and use the money to fund the next mission, which is to get a chip, or you use the drone during that mission to get the chip.
So there's loads of choices.
That kind of way, yeah. And that's just from just doing that fucking thing.
Right, but how does that affect what kind of a person you are in the game? Because it says that your choices define your character as you go. Kind of thing. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Like, I don't get that. Like, I don't know. Yeah, I have to just have a look at that shit. Look it up a bit more.
But it'd be good now. It's not just as black and white as good, bad, evil, not evil. Like, a lot of grey area. Kind of like The Witcher. Like fucking the Barden. The Barden.
I don't know.
You know when you fucking, do you save his wife?
A bit about
do you save the wife and kill the kids? Or do you save the kids but fucking let the village get slaughtered? With crowns or the fucking.
Oh, like in The Witcher, yeah.
That kind of way, that's not a good.
Yeah, but
that's not good,
that's,
or bad there.
There's still. Well, there is.
But what's each choice? What do you do? There's just the kids, isn't it?
If you choose to save the kids or something like that, they ask you to kill that tree thing.
Yes.
And if you go and kill the tree, that saves the whole town.
That saves the town.
But the witches eat the motherfucking kids.
The kids get eaten.
Yeah.
And then.
The orphans.
Yeah. And then then the burden takes.
But if you let the tree live, which it turns out the tree is actually more fucking evil than the witches,
more
the thing
the
goes
village.
And slaughters the whole village.
And
which,
but the burden hangs himself.
Yeah, and the kids survive.
Yeah. So that's not a good or evil
so
choice.
I think that's the worst.
But there's no good or evil choice there, is there?
Well, no, you kind of have to sacrifice the kids for the greater good.
That kind of thing. It's like the whole, like, there's a train going down the tracks.
It's fucked up.
And
it's kind of messed up.
You
like
see a train heading towards somebody.
Like, in the end, you save more if you let the kids get eaten, but that's kind of messed up, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
So, but that's the whole
type. I did that by accident, though, John.
You didn't know what was going to happen.
I didn't know the kids were going to get fucking
It's not by accident, though, it's just that was the choice.
But what happened was I killed the tree.
So did I, yeah.
Before I found the witches in that game.
You're still going to kill the tree, though.
No. Because I fucking found the tree, right? And this was before I found the crones in the game. And I was like, something fucked up about this tree, you know what I mean? It was like, release me and all. Fucking let me go.
And it's a tree.
Let me live and all. And I was like, this thing is well trying to play me for a fool. I was like, fuck you, tree. So I butchered it.
Silver.
Yeah, killed it anyway. And then I found the crones. And it turned out I'd already done them the favour, you know what I mean? So the little poor orphans got milked. And I was like, shit, like I thought, I actually went to save them. I was like, I have to try and help these kids out because you meet the kids first and it makes you kind of feel bad for them, you know what I mean? You don't know the thing is going to wipe out the town.
Yeah, but that's town though, no more town.
But in overall, aside from all of this, like in relation to Cyberpunk, the consequences you make in The Witcher doesn't affect the kind of character that you become in the game.
Because
it's still set either way, you know what I mean? Yeah. Whereas it says in Cyberpunk that it defines you.
We'll find out, won't we? Like, we'll see what happens. Maybe we'll like the original Fallout.
Like,
where
meaning
stats,
the choices you make will basically lock certain choices but unlock certain choices. Do you know what I mean? In that way is all I think.
We'll find out next year, because it's coming out next year.
Is it next year?
Yeah, man.
I thought it was fucking this year. Yeah. Why are they releasing it all now?
Hmm?
Why are they, like, talking about it all now?
Because it's E3. It's got to be out before next E3.
That's true.
Yeah, that's coming out next year. After, 7, 8 years being teased?
Yeah.
I can't wait for it. It's going to be good. Next year is going to be a behemoth. Yeah, well,
that
would be good.
Anyway, but that's not the fucking night. Jesus, you had me thinking that was coming out this year.
Nah. Fuck that. This year is Death Stranding.
What?
Death Stranding's coming out this year.
What's that?
Kojima's game with fucking Norman Reedus.
Oh, there's a zombie game?
There's something game, whatever. But it's not zombies, it's something. It's that.
Oh, it's that like Silent Hill kind of story game.
The fella made Silent Hills, yeah. Same crew.
Yeah.
Just a trailer for that thing.
Yeah,
it's. I've never seen it.
Pretty fucking.
Never seen a game give so many trailers and yet still not have a fucking clue what's about to happen in this game. No one knows what's going on.
It's a bit strange.
All we know is that he has a character called Die Hard Man, and that's all I'm all down for that.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker! I'm just thinking.
His name is Die Hard Man.
It's Bruce Willis and Norman Reedus. Oh, Bruce Reedus. Norman Willis.
What's the thing? He's going around with a baby plugged into him. His name is now Norman Fetus.
Jesus.
Right, that's not even on the list. That wasn't even that. Yeah,
no, that wasn't. What else is on the list?
Let me get mine out of the way because I'm delighted. Final Fantasy got a release date.
But that looks good.
Yeah, that got you.
Because I wasn't into the whole turn-based gameplay stuff. You know what I mean? That wasn't my thing, really. So now that they've changed it to straight-up action.
Mm-hmm. Still kind of choices RPG in there. Final Fantasy 15 kind of thing.
But still, like, it looks good. You it does look I mean? Good. It looks like they've made it a lot better.
Holy shit.
In my opinion.
I woke up, I didn't watch it live because it was on at 3 in the morning. I woke up, put the laptop on, I was sending a few emails, and then I just put my headphones in. Not knowing it was going to be a 20-plus minute fucking presentation.
Big, long fucking...
They revealed the style, they revealed the battle system, they were going in, the music is the same, but obviously it's all brand new and orchestral. Yeah. And I was sitting here with a big smile on my head, and a couple of those times I was like, oh,
yeah.
And Megan's on the couch, going, what's wrong with you? I was like, no, I'm just, like... And then he showed the first boss, and in comparison, like, that was getting cut up, and that's like a five...
Scorpion.
Yeah, thing, man, yeah. That was like, what, 5 minutes plus, and that was cut up to bits. Like, as in, it's been spliced up to get along quicker. And Cloud and Barrett are constantly speaking. They're having banter with each other as it's going on.
Yeah, the battle, there's interaction in it. And
there's phases. Yeah. I didn't show you the whole lot of the fight, though. But as the fight's going on, as the Scorpion's shooting his lasers and shooting his rockets, the environment is start blowing around you, like.
Oh,
as you're fighting, chunks of debris start falling down so you can use as cover.
Oh, that's
missiles
cool.
And all that. And it's tail laser. The whole place is getting destroyed around you. And it's just like, it's used and it's popping up onto the wall and the camera just zooms out and you're looking at it and it's just running around the wall and jumping back to the foreground and I'm like, oh my god, I just want the game.
Yeah, that'd be good. When is that coming out?
March 3rd.
3rd of March?
Yeah. Mm. It's not the full game.
What?
It's not the full game. Like, it's, we all knew it was getting broken to parts. We didn't know what was going to happen.
You're saying something about the sea.
So, the first, whatever, 3 hours of Final Fantasy VII are set in what's called Midgar. Which is this city. It's like, the city's a circle. In a circle.
Yeah.
And there's eight sectors.
So the city.
Sector 1 to 8, that's what they're called. There's no names to them. And in the middle, there's a big, huge building called the Shinra Headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
And each sector has a power plant. They call them a Mako or Mako. I call it Mako. M-A-K-O. It's a whole thing. Is it Mako or Mako? No one knows. But probably someone knows, but Mako reactors. And in the game, you only go to Sector 1, which is where you've seen that boss fight, as the game starts. You go to Sector 7 in a bar, and then you go to Sector 3.
This is only in the first game, the new game?
This is in the start of Final Fantasy 7, the actual game. Like the original,
it's only in three sectors of the city?
Three. So you go to 4 sectors. You go to 1 for the reactor, you go to the 3rd reactor, you go to 7.
It's not actually free roam.
We don't know yet what's going to happen, because they're saying they have found out that this city itself has been expanded into one game. Itself.
Yeah.
So they've taken the first 3 hours of Final Fantasy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And made it into one game.
Game, basically.
And they've put it on 2 discs.
Okay.
It's on 2 Blu-ray discs. Now, I don't know if that's going to be like Red Dead is on disc. I don't have Red Dead, but I know Red Dead's on
a data disc. Yeah, it has a data disc and then a game disc.
I don't know if it's going to be like that or it's just so big you have to just fucking, like, whatever.
I'd say it'll be probably the data disc and then game disc thing.
But I have a feeling they might have expanded the streets a bit more. You might let us go with it. Oh, you know, let's go to extra reactors this time.
Yeah, maybe they like just made the city itself free roam.
Because there's a part in the trailer where you're on a motorbike. Now, that happens in the game. That happens when you're leaving Midgar.
Yeah.
But this is happening, it looks like, the start of the game. You have a character called Jesse on the back of it. You're never on a motorbike with Jesse. You'll never do anything like that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's new stuff.
So I think maybe you might be going to different sectors. They'll just play it out a bit.
Well, that'd be cool if you could just explore the city. Like,
class, yeah. I can't wait, man. Because there's parts of the game, like sector, when you get to sector 6, they haven't shown it yet.
And then instead of running into like random battles the way it did in the game, when you are running around, like, you could just be just like encountering enemies in the sea. Do you know what I mean? They could just jump out, you know.
I don't know, 15, I think 15 does that. You can just see them walking around and you can walk into them, like, you know, that'd be cool, like, just to have them popping around. There is a thing, though. I don't know if you're, you're not too familiar with it, but when you get to Sector 6, you got to get into a pimp's mansion, basically. And the only way you can get in, you only let girls in. So Cloud
dress up as a girl.
Yeah, the cross dress. You know, you got to get the wig, the underwear, and the dress.
No way.
And then if you can, you get into what's called the Honeybee Inn, and there's two things that happen. You go into one room and you faint, and you wake up and there's a big like macho man looking fella in a pair of fucking ball jobs. Stranglers, yeah, on top of you, slapping you awake. Or you can get into a hot tub and about 6 or 7 men just get in beside you, big muscly fella, mustaches, and then all these weird
Take the blade out there.
Just take the blade out there. Some guy was on with Cleo in the hot tub and it's never said.
We won't speak of this.
What people want to see, are you going to cross dress again in the remake? Are you going to get into the hot tub with all the...
You know people are going to do it. 100%.
What are the parts of the game that I'm looking forward to seeing again? What are they going to look in the remake? Because the remake has a dark theme to it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They've had the new Sephiroth scenes.
They look pretty fucking cool, actually.
Like, in the original game, Cloud just grabs his head and starts, like, you can hear, like, a high pitch, like, and it comes up brighten, obviously, because it's just text, but you don't see Sephiroth. So, it's meant to be said, that's the voice in Cloud's head throughout the game.
It's Sephiroth. Who exactly is Sephiroth? Is that your dad or something?
No, Sephiroth was a member of Soldier. Soldier is the name of the Shinra army.
Yeah.
And he was, like, a top, first class is the top people. So, he was the top of the top of the top.
Sephiroth was, yeah.
And then he lost the plot. We'll go into it too much. Because if you do like this game, I will not ruin this game. Because you do not know the story of Final Fantasy VII.
No. Not the whole thing, no.
No one really knows the whole motherfucker to be. There's a huge twist in Final Fantasy VII.
Was it?
I'm telling you.
Sephiroth's your dad.
No, nothing like that. I won't tell you because if you really get into this game, I'd like
Sephiroth's his uncle.
No, I'd like you to experience
it. Is he related to him?
No, it's not with Sephiroth being related to you. It's something that you won't see coming.
Cloud is
not going into it.
Cloud is Sephiroth.
No, nothing like that. Not going into it. But hopefully you will like it. So we'll leave it there because it actually is a good story. Well, it's a story, but it's good play.
Sephiroth is auntie.
Yeah, you got it. I told you I wouldn't do it. What are you saying for?
I don't know.
But yeah, what advice coming out? Can't wait. Gonna absolutely play the shit out of that game. You were here when I got shit. When the fucking surprise release happened. And I was perched on the edge of my fucking couch because I couldn't believe it was happening.
Yeah.
We were watching E3 at like 3 in the morning.
That was donkeys ago now.
It's 5 years ago.
What? 5 bleeding years ago? How long are they making this game? Stall it, lads. Come on, will you?
Yeah, apparently it got scrapped and got remade from the ground because it didn't like the way it was going.
Yeah, I bet you they were doing the whole turn-based thing and the lad says, yeah, what are we doing?
The same two boys who made the original are making this.
Was it?
Yeah. So they're back together working again like on this project.
Two of them people are ancient.
Actually, no.
I don't know.
Well,
you made it when they were 12, the first one.
That's it, I mean, in their 20s. Like, they're only in their 80s, 40s. Like, they're ancient, like.
I don't know.
Not fair enough.
You know what they're doing now, anyway.
What else at E3 did you like?
E3?
Yeah.
Watch Dogs, actually.
Yeah, Watch Dogs Legion.
Watch Dogs looks beast. Although, I didn't play any of them. The first one, I heard, was a complete utter letdown.
Kind of, yeah.
I heard the second one was a little bit of a redemption, but not by much.
I never played it.
Yeah.
But it was like, I don't know, people said it just felt weird killing people.
In the game?
Yeah, like you were shooting coppers and stuff like that.
It felt like you were a bit of a murderer.
Yeah, but you weren't meant to be, you know what I mean? You're meant to be like stand up for the people type thing.
So can you not kill people?
You can, but it just, from what I heard was it didn't feel right doing it. You just feel like, I don't like doing this.
Maybe the game didn't, like...
No, it allowed you to do it. It wasn't like an Assassin's Creed
game. But like, maybe it's funny, you know, if you don't, just don't.
The option's there to do it, though, you know what I mean? Like, you're kind of, like, I don't know.
Do it unless you have to.
I don't know.
Just don't kill people.
But this one looks completely different. This is like you're fighting bad guys all the time. Like, you're not fighting coppers and all that. This is like you're actually fighting evil.
Terrorisms.
Stuff like that. But again, the whole thing is the game, you can pick anybody you want.
That looks beast with the granny just going up, plugging your own head off with the fucking
death. You only watched the little cutscene, you didn't watch the whole reveal, did you?
No.
So you see her intro and all that.
Oh yeah, I did. Everybody retired assassin and all.
Everybody is speaking to. It's like this kind of like Stephen Merchant type voice thing.
Yeah. So. And do you make up that intro yourself?
What do you mean?
The backstory of like if
no,
you.
No, I think
you,
that's
it's
just
general.
I was feeling what was shown with a lot was very preset, and they're just in the start of the game, and then I don't know. A lot of people are giving this game a lot of credit.
It's going to be very generic. Like,
I have a feeling.
Some backstories are just going to be recycled.
Yeah, because you watch, you see four people, and the first fella gets killed. The permadeath thing comes up. Once someone dies, they're gone.
Yeah.
And then it goes on to the next person, and what you're doing is you're saving someone you tried to recruit at the beginning with the baldy fella that got killed. And then when you save your man, he's like, oh, where's the other fella? He's like, oh, he's dead. And then you go to the bar with him, and then loads of stuff happens, like.
Hmm.
I was like, well, what happens if he didn't die? Would that still happen? Would you still send a woman to go get him? Would that conversation still happen?
No,
like,
it'd be different, obviously.
But it was just fairly set in place. Like, what if I sent a different character? Because he's referred to as by name. His name is like Ian.
Yeah, so it has to be generic, the dialogue.
But then they were mentioned by name as well. And they all have their own names.
Yeah,
like,
but maybe there's preset names. I don't know. Maybe every single NPC in the game is programmed into it that way.
I don't know.
That'd be good.
If it works,
I don't know. So I mean, that's a lot of voiceover actors.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah. Did you play Oblivion?
Oblivion is recycled a bit.
There's fucking five actors in the whole fucking thing.
Is there only five?
Patrick Stewart, Sean Bean, and three others.
Sean Bean?
Yeah.
And Oblivion?
He's Martin.
Oh yeah, Martin Septim.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, King of the Bag. Martin Septim.
King of the Bag.
Martin Septim. Martin No Septim.
King of the Bag.
King of the Bag.
All hail, King of the Bag. Martin Septim.
Martin Septim.
It's Jon Snow because he's Sean Bean.
Sean Bean.
Bastard.
But the watch, it does look good. I'm going to try out that Watch Dogs.
Try it out.
I think I might try it out. Don't know.
You just went for it. It's deadly. Try it out.
Yeah,
I'll
try it out.
I don't know. Nah, fuck that.
The more I think about it, like, I'm just thinking, I don't know. Because it does look good.
It does, but
is it worth buying? That's, you know what I mean? That's
Show me a game. Give me a demo. Give me something. Let me try. Let me play with your mechanic.
Cyberpunk might seem like it's worth buying.
Yeah, man. That's an open world, man. That's huge.
Yeah. So that's why I buy that.
It's not only about Watch Dogs. You have your own car you can hop into and rally around the world, like. Like, they give me a car. It has to be big enough to, like, constitute you having a car.
It's big enough to drive around.
But it's also a city. So it's not going to be like Far Cry where it's just empty fields.
Is it destructible?
I doubt it. I don't know, actually. It might be destructible stuff in it, but I doubt it.
Because I heard something about that. Oh, no, that's Crackdown.
The walls are destructible in that.
That was Crackdown.
When you're inside location and you're killing people, like, you know, you're blasting people. Yeah. People are in cover. You can go around and shoot through a wall and aim through the wall and blast through. Which, well, it's fresh in my head. The new Modern Warfare is all about that, like Rainbow Six.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that game.
That's confusing.
Why are they calling it Modern Warfare?
Because it's a soft reboot.
It's not, though.
It's kind of a soft reboot.
How?
Because we're revisiting these characters, but it's not a sequel, and it's not a prequel, and it's not... I don't know.
They're just fucking remaking Modern Warfare.
No, they're not remaking it, either. I think it's...
Like, all together remaking, I'm talking about something completely new with the same characters.
No, it's set after 4.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but it's a soft reboot, so it's after the events of number 4, but this is like a what-if-this-happens scenario, I think.
So it's a spin-off?
Not a spin-off either, because the events of 2 already have happened. So it's like...
You just said a what-if, that's a spin-off.
But it's like, it's the same people, but it's like, it's not... I don't know how to explain it.
Is it Soap McTavish or no?
We don't know yet. We've only ever seen Price. But at the end of the trailer, someone goes, who's on your team? And he goes, a few familiar
You know
faces.
Soap is coming back,
you know,
man.
Because that's why it's after 1, so they can bring back Soap. So they can bring back Ghost. They can bring back
Roach.
Yeah, they can bring back all them boys.
What about General Shepard?
I don't know if it'll be him or not, because he's part of Modern Warfare 2.
Yeah.
What he's saying from what the people had the hands-on experience with it was...
Makarov.
You're going
is
through...
Makarov in the first one?
No, Russian. No, that's number 2.
Is it?
When you play number 3, you find out he was in number 1. Now all gleed up. Apparently Makarov is there. It's set in number 3. And when you play Modern Warfare Remastered, this is where it gets confusing now. They actually put Makarov in the scene.
Yeah.
And you can shoot him in the back of the head and you get
prevent the whole Modern Warfare 2 thing happening.
You get a mission failed saying you've created a time paradox.
Yeah.
Like, the rest of the game can't happen. Like Metal Gear Solid 3
shot
had the same
Makarov
thing.
In the head.
Yeah, Metal Gear Solid 3 had the same thing.
Did they?
Yeah, have you ever killed Revolver Ocelot as a kid? As a kid, when he was on, like, in his 20s.
Yeah.
And we come up, like, the note and it comes up Time Paradox. you're not meant to kill Ocelot, because then the end of the game will happen. But yeah, Modern Warfare is gone. It's gone completely back to fucking Modern Warfare.
Yeah, which,
it's not wall jumping, Battle Royale.
That's all the same. Battlefield gameplay.
This has gone back to what made Modern Warfare people want to, like, boy Call of Duty. Like, the story mode is gone. Every mission is meant to be along the lines of No Russian.
Just dark shit.
One of the missions, as far as I know, one of the missions is you're...
That mission brought out the inner psychopath of everybody.
You're a kid soldier in one of the missions.
Yes. Yeah, but how do they get away with that in games?
We'll find out.
So, I mean,
you're a kid soldier.
Yeah.
You're not soldiers shooting kids.
Yeah, I know.
You're a kid AKing down soldiers.
I know, but you're still getting shot at. You know what I mean? Stuff
has come out. It's the new times, the new medium. We'll find out, like, what's going to happen, but... That type of thing as well. It's going to be close quarters, you and your team. If you can't get a shot on people...
That's fucked up, though. Why are they putting child soldiers into the game?
Because child soldiers are the thing in real life.
I know that, but, like...
Because that's what it is. It's all about that type of...
Is it supposed to be highlighting real issues?
It's maybe all about, like, militias and stuff like that.
It's not supposed to fucking traumatise people. Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's just... It's fucking... I don't know, man. Like, let it do what
game,
it wants to do.
You know what I mean? Going around child soldiers. What the fuck, man? It's a game. Like, think about that. Think about that there for a minute.
It's a mission.
I know.
I'll say it's going to be a pretty scripted mission that you can't go off the beaten track, and if you do, it'll just quit the mission on you. Like, it'll give you a fail state until you get to do what you need to do.
Maybe it'll just be a section in a mission.
But it's gone. It's down to that nitty gritty. It's not meant to be like you and three others as the fucking take on the entire Iraq fucking elite soldier league army.
Essentially,
I mean?
It's still going to be for online play.
Well, they're really putting, like, they're bringing back price. I mean, Black Ops 4 had no campaign.
Yeah, for sure.
They had no campaign. They just put out the Battle Royale mode, the zombie mode, and all that. These guys are going, we're bringing back why people love
the campaign was alright, yeah. But, like,
campaigns went downhill. Well, World War II and
this
campaign.
Ruined it. Like, at the end of, which one was it? No, Modern Warfare 2 or?
Well.
No, it wasn't Modern Warfare 2.
What happened?
The one where you kill Makarov.
That's true.
Yeah, that was shy. And you're in the big bodysuit now.
You're in the juggernaut suit,
yeah. That was shy.
You and,
they just fucked it up, you know what I mean?
That kind of went towards, like, fucking over the top level.
Yeah,
that's not going to happen anymore. They brought it back a bit. Because they said that as well. They don't know how they're going to follow that up. Going after Makarov in a fucking... You and Yuri going after him in juggernaut suits.
Yeah.
So this has gone back to, like, real, like, this is all, like, you're going to need to use your night vision goggles. You're going to need the fucking... It's all going in and working as a team and, like, taking shots.
I always wanted more realism in COD. That's why I turned to Battlefield.
Why do you want more realism? There you go. So it has to be a game. No trial soldiers. It's a game. This is
not that kind of fucking realism.
That's what it's going to be like. You're going to be going through
realistic, like physics.
You're going to be going through houses, you know, and you're going to be like poking pocket,
like shooting lights out. Nobody can see you.
Doing that.
That kind of physics.
You're going to be doing stuff like that because when you go into rooms, there'll be people using mothers and children as fucking body shields and all. And you have to fucking split second decisions what you're going to be doing.
Like, yeah, like stuff like that.
There's going to be people hiding in their beds and they're just going to start fucking popping underneath the bed at you when you start walking into the room. Like, it's going to be proper.
Yeah, like little things though, like that. Like, maybe more stealth in the game.
I think
something, you know what I mean? Like,
I haven't been excited for a Call of Duty game in so long because I've lost.
Yeah, I gave up.
I've lost the reflex. I've lost the reflexes to play first person shooters.
They're making a new Battlefield now, don't worry.
Five is going to shit. No one cares about it.
It's not the worst, but it's not great either. It's nothing special about it, you know what I mean? It's just kind of more of a repeat of number one, I thought. Just a little bit more updated, because it's World War II and not World War One, but that's shite. Bring back the modern shit.
You're not really interested anymore.
Battlefield 4, I still play Battlefield 4. I think it's good. Or, anyway, yeah. Speaking of, COD and Battlefield, and there's no new Battlefield though, but COD is coming out. COD seems alright, but, like, I don't know.
I'm interested, man. I really am interested.
Why are you going to buy it though?
No, I won't. You know why? Because Evan buys Call of Duty every year.
So yeah, well, there you go.
Shared accounts. Like, so he knows he's going to get
it. Even like, himself. Hypothetically, if he didn't, like, would you buy it?
If I get more in, if there's more story given, like if they show me more of a story trailer.
Is there not much info about it at the moment?
It's just a cutscene revealing the
price.
And then I'll watch videos of other people who had hands on experience with the game and then relay that information.
Yeah,
but they weren't allowed to take pictures or video of it. They had to just kind of say what they're saying.
Okay.
But
anybody talk about soap?
What?
McTavish.
Don't say that about soap.
No?
I have a feeling that's going to be revealed. That's why I think it's, they've specifically said it's a soft reboot after 4 and not Modern Warfare 3. So you have Salt McTavish, you have Ghost, but everyone fucking loved Ghost. For some fucking reason.
Ghost was lethal.
Why was Ghost lethal?
Because he's fucking Ghost. He's badass motherfucker. I said nothing.
Fucking balaclava.
School
with a
balaclava. Excuse
Ghost
you.
Ghost spoke.
Did he?
Yeah.
I know. I just can't remember him speaking.
Yeah, he spoke, yeah.
But Ghost was still cool. He was Ghost.
I don't know why everyone,
he was the face of COD.
Everyone fucking loved Ghost.
Because he was the fucking face of COD.
So that's why I think they're going to bring back
some. Well, he was in Call of Duty Ghosts, wasn't he?
No, I think it's just called Ghosts.
Not where he came from. Okay. No, he was in Modern Warfare, wasn't he?
He was in Modern Warfare 2, that's it.
Ghost was, yeah.
No, he wasn't in 1.
Was he not?
No, he worked as, like, something called Gaz in 1.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah.
And Irish was in number 2.
Who?
Is that Irish? Is that, oh, no, it's Battlefield I'm thinking of.
It's Battlefield.
Battlefield 4. The story of that is lethal.
I always got to the ship and then I stopped playing.
It was good.
Didn't like it.
No, it was like the ship, there's a big tank mission after the ship where you're in a tank. You have like a big tank war. It's a fucking beast.
I always felt like they were trying to be the COD story. Just
no, it was better. It was actually better, man. Didn't if you like watched it.
I tried it. Didn't like it. That's just me.
You need to get into it, though.
Yeah, I'm not re-downloading 4 again.
I still have it. Well, I got rid of the other new ones. But anyway, fuck them for a minute. What games are we talking about?
We have a few things. Fall Guys.
Oh, that looks buzzy.
Jump in the line.
Looks buzzy. Fall Guys. It's a new little kind of
Takeshi's Castle or whatever way.
Takeshi's Castle
mixed with Battle Royale kind of thing.
What's that game? Gang Beasts. It's like if Gang Beasts met Takeshi's Castle in a game.
The Last Man Standing.
With loads of people. Like, and that's kind of buzzy. That seems alright.
It does look alright.
Physics based.
That's gonna be really buzzy playing. I mean, watch the little pre-alpha build of it as well. Like,
that looks alright.
Mini games.
It'd be good if you were playing online with your mates, like for like just the crack.
Having a laugh. Like, what are you doing now?
Or maybe even chilling in the gaff. You know what I mean? If all of you are sitting around having a few cans, you could stick that game on. That'd be good.
It's a game, but it's a good game for doing that.
That's what I mean. Like, it's that kind of buzziness.
Oh, sorry.
Or, there's not really much else to be said.
That's it. Just coming next year. It's coming in fall.
That's a little smaller game. Kind
of summer. It's coming 2020.
What else do we have there now?
There's Elden Ring.
Oh, yeah, but I haven't heard much about it.
George R. R. Martin. I got leaked. George R. R. Martin just...
No, it's not leaked. There's a trailer out for
it. It was leaked before it got revealed. If you watch the trailer... It's meant to be like, it comes up from software, so you're like, oh shit, new From Software game.
Mm.
And it comes up from the mind of Miyazaki.
Yeah, and like, then George R. R. Martin.
You can hear like the rings being hampered. Yeah. But it's meant to be like, and then it waits, and then bang, George R. R. Martin.
Yeah, yeah.
No one really got hyped because it got leaked. That was meant to be the reveal, like, who was he working with? And then George R. R. Martin, it was meant to just lose their shit. Again,
everybody knew. Lost their shit.
A lot of people got leaked this year, and it kind of ruined it.
Fuck it.
There was some fella, because people are thinking they're going to just pull out of E3 now, not do E3 now. Sony wasn't there this year.
They won't.
Some places are just getting ruined, so they just do it all the wrong time.
What, so Sony's doing their own shit now?
Sony are going to state of play. They said last year they wouldn't come to E3 this year.
Why?
Just don't want to do it. It's become too commercialized, and there's just too many like people there, fans and all. Before it used to be
like the yeah guy at Bethesda.
Yeah. But before it just used to be corporate.
Yeah.
And you could move around. You could know it's just there's too many people.
It's like Comic Con now.
Yeah, and it's not meant to be. Do you have people say why not just have all that on day 1, 2, and 3? Get all the corporate stuff out of the way that we all used to.
Yeah.
And then open it up to the public. Have fucking press.
They should do that, yeah.
What do you want? They're making too much money not doing it.
I don't know. So what's Sony going to do then instead?
They're doing a state of plays. They released little like 10 to 15 minute videos every so often.
I wonder what they're going to release.
They have 2 games left for the PS4 before they move on.
Sony?
Yeah, they have Death Stranding and Ghost of Tsushima. Oh, sorry, 3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Death Stranding, Ghost of Tsushima, and...
Ghost of Tsushima, yeah. What's the story with that thing? When is that coming out?
Next year.
I don't know about it.
Nope, next year.
Nothing else been revealed?
Nope, next year.
Because
they're working on Death Stranding's coming out in November or October.
Yeah.
And then The Last of Us 2 is rumoured to come out in February. And then their last game will be Ghost of Tsushima. And then we're moving on to PS5.
PS5, it's mad, isn't it?
Yep.
Man, we've been around since PS1.
Yeah, man.
That's crazy.
We've been around
since before then, actually. What am I saying? I mean, like...
In the 90s, we had what?
Super, and I know, yeah, all the 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds, if there's any listening, are going, yeah, well, I'm around since, yeah, well, fuck you, right? 90s for life.
30-year-olds.
Bitch.
Nearly 30 years old myself, man.
I know I'm nearly 30, but not yet. 29 this year.
Yep.
More anyway.
That's fine. Still, guys. I'm reckon he's always going through.
We were the best era for games. PlayStation era.
I say the fucking Nintendo era will argue with you and all that, like.
Fuck Nintendo era. I'll straight up say that now and you'll do nothing about it. PlayStation for life, yo. Right? No, Nintendo did well, but then PlayStation kind of just, you know.
Well, PlayStation was meant to be a Nintendo console. Pardon me, sorry. What?
Yeah, but.
The PlayStation, the Nintendo PlayStation.
Yeah, but, like. They didn't. They said, yeah. Fuck you, we're better now. We're actually going to go off on our own shit. Because we're better. You know what I mean? And it worked. PlayStation.
I don't think
better.
It was exactly that.
Nintendo yeah, come up. Nintendo are clambering back, you know what I mean? With their Breath of the Wild and all, with their Zelda games and all.
The Switch, man, yeah.
They're coming back now.
The Switch is doing well.
They're still nowhere as good as the PlayStation, man.
Still want to Switch.
Like, overall, as a console, yeah, I have respect for Nintendo because they're OGs.
What year did Nintendo?
But PlayStation. What year did Nintendo found it? Since before I was born. Anyway.
Take a guess. 80 year.
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 guesses, right?
83.
83.
Is this say that what was
what year did Nintendo, the company, what year was it founded?
Oh, Jesus. Way before the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like, oh, fuck, man. I don't know. Did they go back? They must go back since like the 50s or 60s, did they?
I guess.
I don't know. 69.
No, lower.
Lower?
Yeah.
52.
69. 50, 1952. Lower. Last guess.
Go well 1945.
Lower. Go well lower.
Even lower? Nintendo survived World War II.
I'm going to blow your fucking mind.
Mario man. Jumping on fucking Spitfires on the Nazis. Ba-ding!
Luigi!
I got to meet a Nazi. I don't know. Mario was based on Hitler, this conspiracy. No, wait. Don't say that.
Give us a date before you sup your water.
Left I don't know, 1931.
No.
Lower again? Are you serious? Yeah. The 20s.
Lower.
1910. Lower. Fuck's sake, Mario was jumping over chimneys during the rising. Fucking hell, man.
1890
something.
1800s? 1890.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
How?
They were trading cards. In the 18,
really?
Yeah, in the 1800s, yeah.
No way.
There you go. They made loads of shit before they went into the video. They made board games, they made
so
toys.
So, like, was Mario on a trading card?
No, Mario was, well, Mario was in Donkey Kong first.
Donkey Kong.
His name was
first.
Jumpman, and then he became Super Mario. But,
really?
Yeah, I think it was in the 50s or the 60s, Mario, Nintendo made riding hotels, basically, sex hotels.
Nintendo did?
Nintendo had everything before they cornered
it. Nintendo had brothels?
Yeah, no, sex hotels are different.
Well, what's the fucking difference?
I don't know, but they're called love hotels, sorry.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Fuck, well, it's Japan, I suppose.
They made toys, they made fucking all sorts, like...
Nintendo, they probably still do in Japan, for all we know, man.
Could do.
I wouldn't be surprised.
There's a few,
you know what I mean? They're still making money off
there's
it.
There's a few of the old toys are, like, little Easter eggs in Nintendo games.
What?
Do you have, like, an extendable arm thing? That you know those, like, things, like... You press the button, the arm comes out of it. You made something like that, as long as that I agree, or it was a fist, something like that.
Nintendo did.
And there's one of those things in a Nintendo game, I don't know what it is. I know the memory of it, I just don't know the
exact. Mad, man. Japan is crazy, like, in that way, like, companies, they just do anything.
Yeah, but you're going for the government.
The culture
years.
Is so out there, you know what I mean?
You're going for over 100
years. Japan are fucking legends, man. They just don't give a shit. They're like, yeah, whatever. I'm just going to make a game show about this and I don't care what you say about it.
I suppose in that regard, yeah, it's really.
They don't care, like, you know what I mean? They have game shows and ads and.
A game show, you see,
all
like,
stuff about all sorts, man, and, like, play things like.
It's always two people doing karaoke, and then there's a camera in the top corner of two people looking embarrassed, like, what are you embarrassing them for? And they're standing there with a shark tank.
I don't know, it's
sharks,
so crazy, like, yeah.
And then they fall into it, and it's always like fucking sound.
But yeah, man, I would have loved them to go to Japan.
So let's talk about Ghost Warrior Tokyo a little bit. That trailer we got where everyone just started disappearing and looked like a real life footage.
Oh, that game.
Looked like real life.
Hang on, what's it called?
Ghost Warrior Tokyo.
Ghost what?
Tokyo. Ghost War, Tokyo.
Ghost War.
Tokyo.
Yeah, it's a horror game.
Yeah.
It looks kind of like, there's not much.
Not much still,
people
but it was
disappearing on
but
the
but it was some trailer, though. That got me attention.
Graphics.
Got my attention, like.
Yeah, like, it looks real. Like, real as fuck. If anybody didn't check that out, look at that trailer for Ghost War.
It is a CG trailer, we have to say that.
It's a computer
real.
Game graphics.
There's times
but
where
like,
holy
yeah.
fuck. I haven't felt like that since, like,
it didn't look like, I didn't think it was until you said it, and I was like, wait, is it?
I haven't felt like that.
And then
since
I was like
years.
Holy shit, it is, man.
That's like the jump from PS1.
That's
to
next
PS2.
Level graphics.
We're going from the PS1 to PS2. Yeah. Remember seeing Silent Hill 2 before we saw the cutscene where James looking in the mirror? I'm like,
yeah.
Holy fuck, this is real.
Yeah, it's actually, yeah. It's weird, isn't it?
I haven't felt like that since then.
It's actually mad when you think, like, yeah.
Because the jump from 3
that's
to 4.
That's some seriously real looking graphics.
The jump
like,
from PS3 to
like,
PS4 wasn't
imagine
that
imagine playing a game where the graphics
like,
are that good.
Yeah.
It'd be like Control. Like, it'd be so weird, man.
What game was like that? Well, it was at the time. The Order 1887 would be like that.
What, another, there was another one. We used to think, what was that game? What's the one with Jet Li?
What is Honor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We thought that game was realistic looking.
Yeah. Or because it was a different fighting style. Yeah. Like, running across the fucking...
I was like, oh, it's deadly, look, you can throw people through shit and it looks real and all. And you go back and play that now. And it's like,
I know, I was meant to look her up yesterday, but I forgot this, so I didn't. I'm afraid. I don't ruin that memory for me.
Yeah,
like
that was a good old game.
You thought this is meant to be we were meant to do a podcast. Well, I bought Tenchu 3.
Yeah,
and
you have to give that a bash.
Well, it's not what
I
thought it was.
Man, it's still good.
Wes, I showed you the cutscenes. Oh, didn't you get to see the game?
I did.
Did you get to see the cutscenes? How bad they were?
No.
Tenchu went from being a fucking amazing,
it's still
gonna
be in-depth amazing game to me.
Ninja game that was just Hollywood action. To now playing it in my nearly being 30 years old, it has become a cheesy 70s Hong Kong film.
Still, yep.
Badly dubbed.
Stop it.
No, Tenchu, right, I'm going to say it.
Stop wrecking
your
the game.
Your man who plays Tenchu is fucking...
Shelly Bag.
Sam fucking... Oh, what's his name?
What? I don't know.
Fuck yeah. It's Liquid Snake.
Oh, you told me that, yeah.
Sam Clark.
Yeah.
No, Cam Clark. That's Sam Clark.
Cam Clark.
I know him, like, he's like, Snake! Crap that kick. Kind of voice. Yeah. He has that, like, fucking, I'm deep.
Hello.
And then you play fucking Tenchu, and he's like, you are a Zuma ninja. I was like, oh my god, Cam
Clark.
He's
putting on the Japanese
Cam Clark's putting
accent.
On a Chinaman accent. Oh, Cam, stop, buddy. Yeah. And it's really bad. We say we do not fight you. Goodbye. And
so
like,
it's just stereotypical, like.
And then Ricky Marty was riding.
Is that the same voice?
Yeah, Quentin Flynn.
Is it,
yeah?
They kind of look similar as well.
No, you know, he's riding a Yamaha.
No, but really though, that, still, don't take that game away from me, it's a good game.
We're going to play it, if you want to know after this, so you can just see how bad it is.
Yeah.
Bad in a good way. No, it's not like, it's bad as in, oh, this is absolutely terrible. It just becomes... It's not as good as you thought it was, but it becomes this new cheesy thing you can enjoy. It can.
It's still a good game, man.
It's like watching...
I still remember... My memory... If my memory serves me right now, I'm still going
to... I want my memory, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
It's like thinking you're going to watch Enter the Dragon, and then it ends up being Kung Pao.
Yeah, but still, like...
Okay.
Yeah, nobody will ever be Enter the Dragon.
But that's you think that in your head's going to be... And then it just becomes Kung Pao. Oh, Chosen One!
I haven't seen Kung Pao in so long.
But you remember Kung Pao? Like,
Chosen One! Remember there was a bonus feature on that DVD and it was just a cow, the hidden cow symbol.
Oh, what did it do?
Do you know that? And if you clicked it was just a slow motion video of a cow's utog being flicked. And that's all it was. It just 10 seconds long. Just,
remember the other one? Remember the other one? It was a thumb.
I was like, what's this? And I clicked it and I was like, what the fuck?
I remember there's another bonus feature. It's only like 10 seconds long. And I pressed play on that like about 20 times around and he was crying loud.
It was a little
thumb with a face on it. And it was just a hand coming in the shot. And it was like a Star Wars ship getting shook. This hand just comes in, it turns around. And it's just two eyes and a mouth.
It's just Kung Pao.
Yeah, it just goes, we've been hit! And it just
it's some weird shit, man.
Kung Pao has some of the best DVD commentary tracks ever.
I didn't see any DVDs. I never watched. Do you know what? That's one thing I never ever done.
What?
Except for the film How High.
DVD commentary.
Is watch the film with the commentary in the background.
I used to only watch commentary.
And I did it with How High because only because I knew that they were talking about it and smoking weed. Method Man and Red Man are getting high.
There's like,
talking about the film.
I've never seen that one.
And it's actually fucking gas. But as well as that, you learn
loads
of shit about scenes that they did and mistakes that they made. And I actually never really thought about that with other films. You know what I mean?
Because I had to listen to. I watched YouTube and I need white noise to go to sleep.
Do you?
And so I had to listen to speaking. Like, I would listen to a talk show. So at night, I used to always put on like 98 FM or 104 at night when I was younger.
Oh, I thought you meant like literal white noise.
No, like, I can't use that one. No,
I was like, what are you, talking. A fucking psychopath?
No, people talking and like to me asleep.
Sleep with that in your fucking ears.
No, I listened to nursery rhymes going to sleep.
Ding, ding, ding. I was just talking about like straight up white noise. Like, what kind of serial killer are you?
But I couldn't keep up with it. I'd always wake up at the radio salon and then I hear music and it just startled me and like I can't go back to sleep without speaking. And then, so what I used to do was I used to put a DVD in, put the commentary track on, and then put a blanket over my TV so it would just black out the screen.
Yeah,
I
was listening
to the commentary track. We used to listen to the fucking Saw commentary tracks, man. I learned so much about that film.
Some chopping his leg up.
I learned so much.
You're definitely a serial killer.
Listening about the Saw tracks, man.
Fucking straight up psycho.
Number two or number three was just like the lads acting the bollocks, like. Having to laugh, like. But Kung Pao's commentary tracks, one of them was just the normal film, yeah. One of them is the What Are They Really Saying track.
Oh,
so when he like, was yeah, doing when he was making Kung Pao, he had to say he had
I
to
think
write,
I watched this with you before.
He had to write different lines.
Yeah.
So when he was on camera, he'd say a completely different script.
Yeah, and
he'd
dub it over.
But then
he'd
dub the real lines
yeah,
over
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
So when you're watching it, the Japanese film is still in Japanese and it cuts to him. And one of the scenes is like thank you very much, I'll take these now and go. But then when you listen to what you're really saying, goes, I'm like, cats and dogs, big bombs go bang. And he just walks. You know what I mean? Like, it's just what?
Just random shit. Like,
and then one of the, must be the best track ever. The entire film is done like an Englishman reading a storybook.
Really?
Yeah, so like.
Like about like a year so old. Like,
it's like,
hello.
It's like, where's the chosen one? He's over there. It's like, where's the chosen one? He's over there.
Oh, like Ben. Fucking, what's his name? Enter Dave Attenborough.
It's like the entire thing, man.
Into the fist.
I couldn't believe it. It's brilliant, man.
That's a good outfit.
Anchorman has a good commentary track as well.
Films and all, actually.
Look what you're doing.
I was bringing it back to that, see what I was doing there. Because I just looked at it and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, the Avengers, man. Yeah, the new game. I actually, but that reminded me when I looked at Avengers that I haven't seen the latest film, you know.
I know.
I haven't seen Endgame, no.
I avoided every bit of spoilers I could, and the night before, like, what? We went to see, we got tickets at 1 o'clock in the day to go see it. Got a babysitter with Charlie. It's a 3-hour film.
Spoiled for you?
It's a 3-hour film. It got spoiled the night before.
From, how? I don't give a shit about spoilers, to be honest.
This year is 11 years in the making. You know what I mean?
I know. Is this? I know. I need to see this film. Like, it's actually a kind of a big deal that I haven't seen it. But, like, I don't know.
See the spoiler? It spoiled the very end for me. The big, huge. Spoiler, I'm not going to say it on this. And, man, I was so annoyed.
Boy, say. I don't want to say it. I didn't see the film either, but I don't care.
I don't want to take it away because like, I don't want to ruin the fight, okay? But it happened, and it was like 10 o'clock, and I literally just screamed. I fucked before and across the room. Meg was like, what's wrong with you?
How did you see it?
Fucking,
on Facebook?
No. This is back just when the fucking the PewDiePie and... T-Series shit was still going on YouTube. He was getting the biggest the viewer count and all that.
Yeah.
And I just clicked on the Flare TV to see what the most fucking things. And someone was just spamming the spoiler in the chat. I should not have clicked it. Round the front of the night
there's
before.
There's some serious dickheads and, on the internet, man.
I went to bed in a huff
like,
at 10 o'clock.
Why would you go out of
I went to
way.
Bed at 10 o'clock in a huff. I'm going to bed. I was like, no, I was like, I'm going to fucking bed. I'm gonna, I'm
I wouldn't, that wouldn't let it annoy me that much now.
Nah, wait, 11 so, years.
Yeah, but
from
still,
Iron Man 1. All in 2008.
I was never that diehard of a follower. Well, I was for a while, but I prefer Spider Man.
Man, just wrecked me head that it happened.
I don't know, I still haven't seen it. And I actually still don't, like, I don't know how it hasn't been spoiled for me. Like, because I've been all over the internet, you know what I mean? Like, and yeah. I haven't seen a single fucking spoiler. And I haven't been trying to avoid it, so I don't know how that happened to you, man. You're unfortunate.
Yeah, I know.
I have been on the internet all over Facebook, everywhere.
Because I left Infinity
War. And I haven't seen a single fucking spoiler of it.
I left Infinity War.
Unless I haven't, I just never copped it, you know what I mean? But I don't know what's going on. I need to
fix it. Did you watch the new trailer for Spider-Man?
No.
What's that?
That spoiler?
Yeah, even like the trailer, Tom Holland will come and going, hey guys, if you haven't seen Endgame, don't watch this. Because the film will be spoiled by it. You know, you gotta watch that Endgame film.
I need to watch that trailer. I might watch it tonight.
I don't know if it's online.
I'd well get it online.
Yeah, a good
has
copy
to be
though.
Online.
I mean, like, you don't want to watch 3 hours of a blurry copy.
Nah, we'll get it. I'll get it.
Not that two professional actors promote piracy by any chance, I mean.
Well, don't promote it, but I watch it. Yeah, man, everybody does it.
But yeah, the Avengers game.
I still rock in and buy a DVD.
The Avengers game.
What?
The Avengers game.
That's yeah, the Avengers game. Yeah, I don't know. You were saying there's mixed things about that game now.
I don't think it looks good.
I think it looks alright.
Now, I don't mean what people are going on as in. They look like they're stunt doubles.
Who gives a shit?
I don't care about that. I don't want to see the actors. I want to see their own thing. Let it become its own thing.
Yeah.
But
the game itself,
I just don't know about looking at it. It just looks like, and he said it's going to be a live service. I do not like live services.
I don't get that. What do you mean?
It means we're going to release this much of the game now.
Oh, like Destiny.
And then a year down the road, we're going to have 16 new superheroes. We won't tell you what they are now.
Well, they're going to be Spider-Man. And
well, he said, do you have an exclusive deal with PS4? We're going to get the beta.
Black Panther, I mean.
And he said there's some new things coming. Basically, just probably just couldn't say we're going to get Spider-Man. Because Sony has Spider-Man on the PS4.
Do they?
I don't know if they link with them. I don't know if it's going to be the same Spider-Man, though. Because Taskmaster is in the trailer for that Avengers. And he looks completely different from the Taskmaster you fight in Spider-Man.
Yeah, but then they could just bring in a different fucking Spider-Man.
I know, but that must be what they're doing. I don't know.
Call him Spider-Guy.
But,
it's Spider-Guy.
Spider-Boy.
Spider-Boy.
But, I don't know. It just doesn't look like it's going to play well. I don't like the fact that it's a live service.
Like, it could just be Spider. He's the gender neutral version.
If there's going to be 16 heroes down the line, I'd rather buy a game where those 16 heroes are already in the
game.
Still a Spider-Man shirt.
Spider-person.
But yeah, I don't know. I'd rather buy a game where it's full. I mean,
yeah.
Games are not doing well.
But like,
Anthem's gone.
But that
Anthem's out of tanking.
Hang on, but that doesn't...
Destiny's gone free to play. Destiny's free to play now.
Good.
Like, as in, like,
why, is this because people got sick of Bungie?
Destiny, Bungie have an hour to get rid of. I don't know. But still, though, the fact is, it's free to play.
Yeah.
And if you're going to release a game that comes out in parts, make it free to play. Don't make them pay you 60 quid for it. Like people did with Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Which only now, a year later, are going to be adding in fucking NPCs to speak to. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like, what's the whole, I don't know, Fallout 76 is just...
All it's going to be bullshit. Is you're only going to get a part of a game, and then you're just going to just keep looping that part of the game over and over again until new shit comes out.
Whereas if you get a finished game...
There's an end game.
Well, at least you have something.
Pardon the pun.
Do.
There's an end game if the Avengers game was finished. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But you'd have a game over screen. Right? You have an end of the credits.
I need to watch this now. Start this end game.
New game plus instead of just going, hey, you've completed all the missions. Let's replay missions now and just level up and grow.
I need to watch end game. Taking a big stretch there.
Yeah.
Thinking about end
game. I have to. Let me see.
I need to watch that tonight now. Gonna watch it tonight.
Big old spike in the mind.
I need to finish. Red Dead.
Yeah, you do. Well, I ruined that for you, I will.
Well, I actually don't mind.
What do you want?
Well, I'm pretty fucking sure I'm going to die.
I want that.
Arthur's obviously going to die. I know that. It's just how he dies, I don't know. And I heard it's sad as fuck.
He gets a coyote penis rolled the right.
Yeah. And dies.
May I stand and shaking?
John, no. Don't let that cat get me, John.
Boy.
John.
Why is this thing beeping? Stop beeping. Oh, no. But yeah, no, that doesn't happen.
Obviously, that
doesn't happen. No, let's quickly jump through these other ones because we're only back, but let's keep it at the hour mark.
Yeah, we'll keep it short.
Borderlands 3.
Borderlands looks alright.
We got Borderlands 2 and pre-sequel 3. It started a month. I've been playing the shit out of it again.
Borderlands 2. Yeah, anybody wants to jump on and get absolutely butchered by me, these little ticks.
It's not PvP.
Oh, is it not?
No. You play with your friends. Borderlands 3 looks good.
Right, well then let's butcher together these little ticks.
You got it installed?
No. I have to install it.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of different things I have to do.
That
will
happen to
okay?
me. The Outer Worlds.
The Outer Worlds looks
alright. Oblivion game.
Well, I agreed with your man when I was watching that review on YouTube with what your man said. It just looked like a clone of, like, Cyberpunk or Rage. But, like, apparently there's different features in the game.
That
look decent.
You can be good, you can be bad, or you can be a psycho.
In the Outer Worlds.
You only watched a man talk about it, didn't you?
Yeah.
In the trailer, from what I remember the trailer, you see, he goes, you can be bad, you shoot your man, and then he goes black, you can be good, and you're picking the face, you shot in the face, and he goes, I'm sorry, he goes, or you can just be a psychopath, and he just blows that off.
So you can be bad, you can be good, or you can be bad.
You can just go full on, kill everybody you want.
Yeah.
Like, remember, did you ever see the real trailer for it where you see a woman and the fucking copper is giving out, or like the security, whatever is giving out? I was like, what are you going to do? Help them. And then you just shoot your man in the head. And your woman's like, what you do that for? He said, fucking puke.
You
want
to be really bad, then you can shoot her in the head.
And then your one's like, You could have just talked him out of it. Like, yeah. You have the option.
You didn't have to do that. Like,
so, but yeah, the whole thing, like, you get at the start.
The game would make a psycho.
Your man gets you at the start. Your man looks like Rick out of Rick and Morty. And he said that at the very start, your man like breaks you out of your little like pod.
Yeah.
And he said, at the very start, you want, you can just hand him in and just fucking play your game differently. Like, kind of like the way you do with the Brotherhood and Oblivion.
Well, that's good. I like those multiple choice things, but they really kind of play. They fuck with you though, don't they? Those multiple choice. Because it's like, well, what if I chose that other thing? And that annoys me then. I'm like, oh. And I have to kind of sometimes I reload it. Sometimes I load it up just to see what the other choice does.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I'm like, nah, fuck.
Unless it's like The Witcher, I don't give a shit know
what people say.
Right, like The Witcher, and you don't know fucking till you're miles down the road what you're either doing.
Yeah. Like, you're like, oh yeah, that was from that person I killed way back when.
I'm like that as well, and I hate, like, if I just choose one choice, like, right, I'm done. Do you ever play Life is Strange?
No.
The mechanic of Life is Strange is you can rewind time at any point.
No way.
And it's a story based game, point and click game.
Yeah.
And then, but I only ever got past the first part.
But once you rewind.
Once I got past the skill, it said, are you sure you want to leave now? Your choices will be locked in and final. I went, holy fuck, I've like three choices here. I don't know what to fucking do.
Hang on, wait, don't leave.
And that's
don't
why I couldn't burn. Play it. It was just too much. And these people love these games, renowned for what they do. I was like, I can't do it. Because you're going, are you sure? Because you say, do you want to rewind before you leave? I'm like, well, now I do.
Yeah, like, now you planted the seed you know in my like, head, you bastard. Now
and it's not just A and
it's
B.
It's making me think of what if.
It's fucking A, B and C and multiple points at the fucking skill. I'm like, ah, no, I can't do it. Couldn't do it.
Yeah, I hate that. That's the one thing about multiple choice thing that fucks with me. I always want to get the best option. You know what I mean? You're like, oh.
Well, that was the last thing we had
to nobody wants to fuck up. That was well, that game.
That was the last one, yeah. I remember. There was Doom as well.
That's pretty well. Doom. I'm looking not forward into to Doom, but like, yeah, Doom does look good.
Well, I guess
for anybody that is into Doom, I'd recommend it because it looks like the old good Doom games, like, you know what I mean?
I guess the him is back on. We talk about Doom again. When it comes back
out.
Here's
our Doomers.
Doomers.
Doomers. Dooms.
Right, we're an hour in. We're an hour 1 minute in.
Are we?
Well, I'm going to cut some bits out. We'd be an hour.
Be grand, yeah.
Cut all that dark space. I'm in the dark space.
Dark space.
That dead space. Dead air.
Just chop it up.
Yeah. And all the ums and the yaws and the stretches and the shit.
Yeah, so those are pretty much all the latest games that we wanted to catch up on. And then basically say that life got in the way and that's where we were, as usual.
I went away twice.
Yeah, I've been working a lot, doing stuff.
Doing the U-tay there, getting stuff around.
Yeah, again, I got sick.
Just, we couldn't... get each other on the same time to get something done.
Shit happens, right? We're back now.
We're back, bitches.
We're back.
We're back, man. And we'll be back again every week. That's what I said. The narrator. They were not back every week.
We just got to talk. 6 months later. No, well, even if we have to come back and just discuss what we got up to online on the PlayStation.
I did try streaming Resident Evil 2 when I got a land of it.
Is he too?
Yeah, I played on hardcore mode on stream. I got fucking milked twice in the tutorial. I had to turn it off and start it again.
Red Dead a lot, but I've been getting kind of bored with it now because there's nobody else online. It's a bit shit when you're playing on your own.
The lads were on last night and I just wasn't in the mood of playing. I just don't have anything to do.
I want to just do missions.
I don't know. Missions to do.
Missions on it.
No, I'm missions to do. Harley won't hit me up.
Oh, really? Well, there's still a few. You can do them with me because I need money in the game.
Buddy, right, we're gonna go.
Yes,
we'll be back. I promise,
we'll be back. We'll be back this time. We promise.
It won't be 84 years again.
It's been 84 years.
Oh, I just forgot. We're gonna have the little music in the background that we made 84 years ago. We made a little backing track. It's gonna be running along the bottom.
84 years of waiting.
Bum, 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 bum.
Wait, anyway.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. Oh, thanks, by the way, this has been a band, so I'm Louis. Yeah. I forgot to introduce the episode.
Yeah, we actually forgot to introduce, but he's now at this stage. Thanks, I remember them much. Two ages.
Thanks very much. This has been a band. Oh, Louis. Thanks.
Nice one.
Thanks, Wes.
Yeah. Thanks, Louis.
Thanks, Wes.
Wait, for what?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
Super. Oh, that's why. I think, don't I? Oh, yeah, take it easy thing. I forgot about that.
I was like, that's what I was like,
what do we do again? Yeah.
Take it easy. You do it. Well, you do it.
That's my line.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my line.
The fuck?
Sad.
Do you want to do it? You can take the lead.
I don't want to.
You
keep it original. Keep it original.
You can take the leadsy. If it's easy, take it home. Like. So yeah, take it easy. And it's easy. Take it home. Good luck.
Take her handy, boys.